We are telling the truth.
So you came out to ask.
I don't disagree, so I'm wondering what's the...
Well, you said you don't disagree. So you're agreeing with the gospel here, but the problem is, from what we understand, they're not holding people to the biblical gospel. So if you have faith in Christ's shed blood, his death, burial, and his resurrection,
that's
if you have a true faith in that,
you should have a... Then you should have
you're
a changed life that shows it.
Right. Absolutely. You're going to turn from your ways to his ways.
After.
You're going to leave all your sin.
Well.
You're going to repent of it all. And then you're going to follow after him. And then.
I have a gospel card for you, sir. It'll show you why the Baptist faith is unbiblical. Okay.
So if you're willing to obey him, he's going to give you the Holy Spirit. You'll be born again, born from above, right?
The born from above.
A new creation.
And we repent and turn from our ways.
You want to know
right. Okay, so if you're a new creation in Christ, now you're going to go into the scriptures, read it, follow it, and obey it. Because Jesus said in John 14:15, if you love me, keep my commandments, right?
That's exactly correct.
Okay.
However, we are
but wait,
still
let me finish
human,
that.
And unfortunately, we still...
But wait, let me finish, because that's not the end of the gospel. You have to endure, because... From what we understand, there might be Calvinism taught here. Once you believe, you're always saved.
Fortunately, I'm glad that there's not, because I used to be a Calvinist.
Okay, so you believe you can turn away from the Lord and lose your hope of salvation.
I believe that, and see, this is what's been hard for me lately, because, you know, some scriptures make it sound like your faith is, okay, you're good to go, but yet there's plenty of scripture that makes it clear you can turn away,
yes.
And that you can, therefore, you know, God will hold on to you if you are following him, but if you choose to turn away, I think he'll let you go.
He will, exactly. Okay, so we're really confused about what's taught here, because one man was talking about Calvinism and you can't lose your hope of salvation, and another man said they don't teach it. So it's confusing here. See, they don't even know what they're teaching here. You have a bunch of people here that don't even agree on the doctrines that they're teaching, but the Bible says there's one God, one Savior, one word, one truth, and it says we're all supposed to speak the same thing. So how can you be united with people who are all speaking different things?
You can't be.
Well, hold on with the Calvinism thing. So at least you don't believe in that. That's good.
Not anymore.
Okay, that's awesome. Now, on the back of that card,
we call
out, read this.
We call out man-made religion, Baptist, Methodist, Lutheran, Anabaptist, Roman Catholic, Mormon, Jehovah's
Witness. Well, Jehovah's Witness is a little thing, I'm Christian anyway.
They all preach a
different
thing.
Things, I know.
So what we're calling people to do is repent of all that. And go to what? The one truth. The one God that we were talking about.
I know, and this is what I don't get, because Jesus prayed that we would all be one, as he and the Father is one.
But they're all teaching lies, so you repent of all that. Look on the back of that card.
Like pagan holidays.
Like he just mentioned.
Like your
pagan holidays,
adorned,
Christmas, Easter,
women,
Good
like
Friday,
men.
Women not covering their heads, women not biblically dressed, men not even biblically dressed, worldliness, carnality,
the head,
politics,
kind of
sports.
About because
the Lamb
that,
of God,
what I'm trying to tell you is there's a whole bunch of makeup, jewelry, adornment, it's pride and vanity.
Sir, would you like a gospel
so I'm going through
card.
A whole bunch of things
why.
For you to understand, because I'm going to go back here by
yourself,
them
sir.
Pretty
we
soon.
Love our neighbor.
Not,
there's the biblical
no offense
gospel
to you, could you be nice and you're listening. I just want to give you some truth and have you go seek deeper. You need to repent. Come on here, because one lie, Revelation 22 and 21 says if you love and practice one lie, an unrepentant lie, you can be left outside the gates of heaven.
No, I'm on a public sidewalk.
Tell you what, I'm going to...
This is a public sidewalk. The sidewalk continues.
The police are here now.
Yes, sir. Vmonts have been off the area that's on the property. No,
I'm on a public sidewalk. This continues.
Yes, I understand you're on the sidewalk.
Yes, so I'm not...
Tell you what, check out that card. You can send me an email if you have any questions. Are you married?
I am. That's actually my husband.
Oh, that's your husband. Okay, tell you what, because you are married and you have a believing husband, we'll let the men discuss all the doctrines.
Lifting up Jesus Christ today.
If you have any questions about godly women's things, I'd be happy to help you.
Calling you out of your sin and your worldliness.